Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News, a website that has been analyzing Iowa coronavirus data from the start of the pandemic is now piecing together reports from Iowa schools. On the site, Iowa COVID-19 tracker Sarah Willette has posted numbers showing dozens of students testing positive and hundreds in quarantine. Those numbers are not being collected by the state, but Willette says people need to know how the virus is spreading in their communities.
Someone brings it to the school, transmits it to someone else, and then that person will take it home to their families or to their after-school programs.
Willette is working with the Iowa State Education Association to verify coronavirus cases in schools. She says she's noticed some rural schools in counties with low case numbers are reporting illnesses, which she says could be a sign of undetected community spread. Every county in Iowa is now abnormally dry or in a drought, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says today. Parts of 40 Iowa counties are now in a severe drought, up from 34% 1 week ago. Overall, more than 82% of Iowa is in some form of drought. Storm Lake has been named one of the first locations for a pilot clinic that is designated to boost the overall health and wellness of Tyson Foods employees. According to the Sioux City Journal, Tyson is partnering with Marathon Health and will pilot 7 health clinics near company production facilities. The clinics will give Tyson employees and their families easier access to high-quality health care and, in most cases, at no cost. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.